Coming up, Polonia Today, a radio program in English on Polish topics with producer and host Debbie Majka.
Good afternoon and dzień dobry. I'm Debbie Majka, producer and host of Polonia Today. And today is Sunday, June 19th, Father's Day, a day to honor those unsung heroes in our lives, our dads, granddads, uncles, and all those wonderful men who have been like a father to us. And the summer solstice, the official first day of summer, arrives this coming Tuesday, June 21st at 5:13 a.m., the longest day of the year. And as always, Chopin's concert Rondo Krakowiak welcomes you to the multicultural voice of the Greater Delaware Valley, WWDB 860 a.m., and another edition of Polonia Today, a Polish program in English, which includes news from Poland, the Cultural Corner, events in the Greater Delaware Valley Polish American community, and in every program a variety of Polish music, classical, polkas and oberecks, folk songs, popular music, and oldies too. And so let's begin on this Father's Day with the Arkadia Band and Dla Ciebie Tato, for you, Dad, now that I'm grown, I understand all that you did for me.
Dziś, bo biegnij ze mną jak za dawnych dni. Tak to jeszcze jeden raz chcę w twoich oczach znowu widzieć siebie. Wspominam tamte dni, gdy wieczorem ty czytałeś mi, tuliłeś mnie. Odbiciem oczu jesteś mi, wspomnieniem mych dziecięcych chwil. Choć teraz mam już więcej lat, zamknąłeś w dłoni mały świat. Dla ciebie, tato, śpiewam dziś, bo spełniasz wszystkie moje.
And in the news from Poland and Ukraine, blockade of Ukrainian Black Sea ports threatens global food security. Russia, which invaded Ukraine on February 24th, is blocking grain exports from Ukraine's seaports. The aggressor state demands the lifting of some sanctions in exchange for unblocking exports by sea. The full-scale Russian invasion of Ukraine could lead to a global food crisis that could provoke coups in a number of countries. And Poland's defense minister last week said that security assistance to Ukraine must be coordinated to fit with the war-torn country's needs. Mariusz Błaszczak made the statement after the first day of a meeting of NATO defense ministers in Brussels, Belgium. Błaszczak told a media briefing that the talks had focused on various forms of supporting Ukraine as it battles the Russian invasion. It's about coordinating our actions so that the support is provided in response to Ukraine's expectations, so that it makes sense, he said. Błaszczak stressed, we care about supporting Ukraine. From the Polish point of view, an independent Ukraine means an independent Poland, he added. He also stated, we are all aware that if Russia conquers Ukraine, it won't stop. It will go further because the Kremlin aims to resurrect the empire. War crimes are being committed by Russia on Ukrainian territory, he added. We must not allow this war to spread further, and we support Ukraine so that it is able to repel the Russian invasion. Ukraine's defense minister and officials from NATO partner countries also attended the meeting in the Belgian capital. And we'll continue with the news after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today.
Are you looking for an elegant yet affordable ballroom for your wedding reception or maybe a bridal or baby shower? How about a special birthday or retirement party? Look no further than the recently renovated Belvedere Ballroom at the Associated Polish Home, conveniently located at 9150 Academy Road just off I-95. Expert catering, full service bar, professional hardwood dance floor, safe off-street parking. Let Polish Home's experienced banquet manager plan your special event in the Belvedere Ballroom. Phone Diane at 856-912-1303.
Every meal becomes a feast with provisions from Cherv Brothers, the Kielbasy Boys. Kielbasa prepared in brick oven smokehouses, homemade pierogi, bacon, krakowska, and many varieties of sausage. Cherv Brothers, 3370 Tilton Street, Port Richmond, 215-423-1707. Monday through Saturday, stop by. John Cherv always welcomes you with a smile and high-quality, delicious polska kielbasa. 215-423-1707.
And on the lighter side, Poland's French Open champion Iga Świątek said that her goal as a tennis player was to win all the Grand Slam tournaments and add an Olympic gold medal to her tally. The rising Polish tennis star spoke to reporters in Paris a day after she stunned Sofia Kenin of the U.S. to win the French Open Women's Singles Championship for the first time. The unseeded Polish teenager on Saturday overpowered the fourth-seeded 21-year-old Russian-born American 6-4, 6-1 in their championship match to earn her maiden Grand Slam title and become the first Pole to lift the Grand Slam singles trophy. The 19-year-old did not drop a set on her way to the championship. Certainly my goal for my entire career is to win all the Grand Slams and earn an Olympic medal, though for now I'm not thinking about that at all, said Świątek. She also told reporters that she appreciated all the great support she received from fans in her native Poland during the tournament in the French capital, the Polish news agency reported. Even though I wasn't on my phone and I wasn't answering every person, I know that the whole country was behind me, and they all believed in me, she said, as she posed with her trophy on the rooftop of the Galerie Lafayette department store in Paris. She went into the French Open ranked world number 54 by the Women's Tennis Association, but is set to climb to number 17 when the rankings are updated. And that concludes the news. Stay tuned for the Cultural Corner and the Philly Scene after we hear from the sponsors who helped to bring you Polonia Today. Thank them for their support of Polonia Today by supporting them. The American Council for Polish Culture invites you to visit historic Panna Maria, Texas, the first Polish settlement in America. From July 26th to the 29th, explore San Antonio, the Riverwalk, the Alamo, historic missions, Texas barbecue, and a full day at Panna Maria and the recently built state-of-the-art Polish Heritage Center. Marvel at the grit and determination exhibited by those early Poles to survive and thrive in America. Yeehaw! For more information, email jetsko2@comcast.net.
During market ups and downs, you face many questions and uncertainties. Is my 401k allocation still right? How will my retirement plans be impacted? How will my dreams and goals be affected? As an Ameriprise financial advisor, Steve Krzywicki can provide you with solid strategies and tips to help you protect what matters and weather market volatility. To learn more, call Steve at 610-943-3117. That's 610-943-3117. Or stop by his office at 101 West Elm Street, Suite 610, Conshohocken, PA. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hi, this is Debbie Micah, and you're tuned to the Cultural Corner of Polonia Today, here at 8:60 a.m. And today we note the following anniversary dates and historical figures in our Polish heritage calendar. June 24th, 1838, born Jan Matejko, considered Poland's greatest painter. Matejko devoted his later years to a marvelously biased sequence of heroic historical scenes. His vast canvases of the Battle of Grunwald, the Prussian homage, Retan's defiance, and his Poczet Królów Polskich, portraits of the Polish kings, have been known ever since to every Polish schoolchild. Even more than literature, the paintings of this time created a gallery of images which engraved for all time the myths and heroes of a bygone age. King Bolesław entering Kiev, Batory taking the surrender of Pskov, Sobieski in Vienna, Kościuszko at Radwawice, Copernicus's conversation with God. And we'll pause here for this mazurka, the composer. No, not Chopin, but Maria Szymanowska, born in Warsaw in 1789, a composer who was one of the first professional piano virtuosi of the 19th century. She toured Europe in the 1820s before settling in St. Petersburg. She was the mother-in-law of the poet Adam Mickiewicz. Maria Szymanowska's Mazurka. Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today, June 23rd, we celebrate Sobótka, the eve of St. John's Feast. The Mazovians gave it the name Kupalnocka in honor of the ancient pagan god Kupala. All refer to the night of the summer solstice, when the position of the sun gives the earth its longest day and shortest night of the year. Since time immemorial, it has been a night fraught with magic and superstition, when witches and devils roam freely, looking to do mischief, where dancing and revelry are believed to change the course of the sun, where homage is paid to the ancient gods of fire and water and vegetation, lest they be angered. It was Shakespeare who forever immortalized this holiday in his Midsummer Night's Dream, and such sayings as Midsummer Folly and Midsummer Madness are still frequently used. As the pagan water and fire rituals became Christianized, St. John the Baptist, who baptized Christ in the Jordan, became the patron saint of all customs associated with water. Young, unmarried girls made wreaths of flowers and herbs, each girl trying to make her wreath as distinctive as possible. Lining the sides of the riverbank, they would attach lighted candles to their wreath and then cast them into the water. So plentiful were the wreaths and flowers on the waters that the saying arose, "On St. John's, the water blossoms." In time, marriage predictions came to be associated with how the wreath traveled through the water. If the wreath thrown by the girl went around in circles for a long time, the girl would remain a maiden a while longer. If the wreath flowed downriver quickly, it foretold matrimony within the year. And we'll pause here for this traditional melody, which speaks of the search for the magical fern flower, Orchestra Ulichna Schmielne, Kwiat Paproci. Continuing in the cultural corner of Polonia today. On Noc Świętojańska, St. John's Night, it's believed by the Krakowians that at the stroke of midnight, the paproch, the male fern flower, blooms. The flower is very small, difficult to see, and unlikely to be found because the devil himself watches over it. If plucked, this male fern flower gives the owner the ability to look into the interior of the earth, where vast treasures are hidden. And we'll conclude the cultural corner with a traditional scout song that might be sung around the campfire on St. John's Eve, Płonie Ognisko. Dębowy, kurczy las. Czy szukasz eleganckiej i w przystępnej cenie sali balowej na przyjęcie ślubne? Albo może miejsca na bridal lub baby shower? Albo na przyjęcie urodzinowe? Nie patrz daleko. Zobacz ostatnio odnowioną, elegancką, belwederską salę balową w polskim domu, położonym wygodnie przy 9150 Academy Road w Northeast Philadelphia. Do Twojej dyspozycji oferowany jest wyspecjalizowany catering, bar z pełną obsługą, duży parkiet do tańca, bezpieczny parking samochodowy. Doświadczony menedżer wielu bankietów, wesel i przyjęć pomoże Ci w najlepszym dla Ciebie zaplanowaniu Twojej uroczystości. Po dodatkowe informacje proszę dzwonić do Danuty 856-912-1303. Polish folklore says the magical fern flower, kwiat paproci, blooms only on one night, Midsummer Night, and whoever finds it finds wealth and happiness everlasting. Search for the magical fern flower at the Associated Polish Homes, St. John's Eve Midsummer Night Picnic, Sunday, June 26, 2 to 6 p.m. Polish kitchen, well-stocked bar, DJ Narodowski and vocalists, and a stage show with the PKM dancers and female chorus. Check out the website, polishhome.com. Hi, this is Debbie Mica, and you're tuned to Polonia Today, here at WWDB 860 AM, and here in Philadelphia. Remember, there's no place like home, the Associated Polish Home, where there's something for everybody. Kick back and relax at Polish Home's Beer Garden every Friday evening from 6 to 11 p.m. Polish snacks, fully stocked bar, including those exciting Polish beers, mood music, and good fellowship. And Christmas is coming. That's Christmas in July Polka Party, Sunday, July 24th from 3 to 7 p.m. with the Heroes Polka Band, only at the Associated Polish Home. Cash bar, Polish kitchen. It'll be an indoor event. $15 donation, and of course, there'll be summertime Yuletide cheer. Contact John Fiszniewski for more information and to make a reservation. 215-906-1825. I repeat, 215-906-1825. And the Polish American Citizens Club of Camden County invites you to their 2022 Family Picnic featuring the Polka Family Band and DJ Chris, Saturday, August 6th from 12 to 6 p.m. at the JCC Camps at Medford, 400 Tuckerton Road, Medford, New Jersey. Your donation includes camp activities, picnic buffet, beer, soft drinks, and much, much more. For more information and advance tickets, call Bob Lipinski, 856-783-4144. I repeat, 856-783-4144. And as TJ signals me that another edition of Polonia Today is drawing to a close, you'll be listening to Taraka and Podaj Rękę Ukrainie, Lend a Hand to Ukraine. Till next Sunday afternoon at 1:30, happy Father's Day. Do usłyszenia.
Gorące serca, choć dookoła sroga zima. Razem hej op, hej op. Zmarznięte usta, okrzyk wolności się zaczyna. Hej op. Co dziś powstało, niech żyje wiecznie i nie zginie. Hej op. Ty nie stój z boku i podaj rękę Ukrainie.
Razem!
Szczę nemela, Ukraina, kiedy razem jesteśmy jak rodzina, symbol woli, czerwona jak alejna. Szczę nemela, Ukraina.
Hop!
Jestem z was dumny.
Thank you.
przyjaciel, co wilki znalazł się potrzebie. Hej op!
Hej op!
Wyruszył w drogę, która poprowadziła ciebie.